Welcome back. In this section of the Mental Health Aware Yoga Training, we're going to be looking at the ethics of being a yoga teacher, and especially a mental health aware yoga teacher. This is part of creating a safe container, but I felt it deserved a whole section of its own. While the word ethics often makes people yawn or cringe, I hope that you'll find this interesting and thought-provoking. Exploring ethics is not about pointing the finger or shaming in any way. It's not about what's right or what's wrong. It's an opportunity for us to reflect consciously on the way that we show up as yoga teachers. In this section, we're going to look at the sacred role of the yoga teacher. We're going to look at scope of practice, referring, intake forms, confidentiality, clothing, social media and promotion, sexual relationships with students, speaking up, supporting students who speak up, and mentoring. Ethical dilemmas are wonderful things to bring to mentoring sessions. An ethical dilemma doesn't mean that you're a bad teacher or a bad person. It means that you're a human being living in this complex and varied world that we live in. Reflecting on an ethical dilemma and bringing it to peers and mentors means that you're being in the world in a conscious way. And to me, that's a wonderful thing. After each video, you'll find a brief multiple choice questionnaire to support you to consider and reflect on the information right away. And at the end of the section, there are tasks to further the practical implementation of this work. Okay, let's do it. I'll see you over in the next chapter.